Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, our God, the Lord, is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. The prophet Elijah was perhaps the most dramatic and influential prophet in Israel's history. In today's concluding message in the series, The Prophecy of Malachi, Mr. Overton discusses God's promise to send Elijah before the coming of the day of the Lord.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. And again, friends, greetings in the name of the Lord Yeshua. The prophet Malachi announced that a great division was to be made. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. This would become known especially in a coming day. In the estimation of Israel's leadership and the majority of her people during Malachi's ministry, such a distinction coincided with the division between the nation of Israel and the other nations. In the plagues upon ancient Israel, such a difference had been made. The announcement proclaimed, "You will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel." The priests and the people who had been murmuring against the Lord in Malachi's day complained that no traces of such a distinction as this could any longer be found. Therefore, these hypocrites decided, "It is futile to serve God. Now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and those who challenge God escape." The Lord replied, "You will see again." That is, you will know again these distinctions you appeal to in your history, but not the way you anticipate, for your complaints are unfounded, as you will discover to your shame. You will understand then who the righteous and the unrighteous really are. A great division, in fact, had been distinguished earlier in the covenant nation by the prophet Isaiah, and now the Lord divides again in Malachi between those in Israel, who are the unbelieving complainers, although religious, and those who fear the Lord. He states, "They will be mine in the day when I make up my treasured possession. I will spare them. Just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him, and you will again see the distinction." Having announced this great division between the righteous and the wicked, as well as correcting their self-righteous definition of these distinctions, the prophet Malachi presents in the closing chapter and verses a description of the resulting judgment and blessing that will follow. The picture of the judgment is presented first. "Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them." Malachi had used earlier the imagery of a refining fire, but now he speaks of a destructive fire. The reference to the coming day of judgment as a devouring fire was used often by the Hebrew prophets. This fiery indignation is directed against the arrogant and the skeptical. Its effectiveness is underscored in Malachi by the metaphor of the vine or tree. The Lord declares, "Not a root or a branch will be left to them." These expressions do not, however, speak of the literal annihilation of the wicked. This terrible judgment is to be permanent, resulting in everlasting banishment from the presence of the Lord. The prophet Malachi now changes the metaphor. Another kind of heat presents the extremely blessed future in that coming day for those who fear the Lord. He declares, But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up like calves of the stall. The Lord, who is as an oven in that coming day to the unbelieving, will be like to sun to the righteous, bringing health and healing. Those who love righteousness are to become as the calves released from the dark confinement of their stalls to leap about with the joy of triumph in the sunlight. This unique expression, the Son of Righteousness, occurs only in the prophecy of Malachi. Many times, however, God is compared to the sun or light in the Hebrew Scriptures. Psalm 84:11 states, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor." The prophet Isaiah predicts, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. Thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you. The sun will no more be your light, for the Lord will be your everlasting light. Your sun will never set again. The Lord will be your everlasting light." The physical sun, so vital to the cycle of life, was worshipped throughout the East, especially in Egypt and Babylon. The temple at Jerusalem was oriented in an east-west direction, so people faced away from the sun during their worship as a precaution. Through Malachi, the Lord of hosts declared, "For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the nations." The Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is named the great light sent to shine as promised by the prophets upon those sitting in darkness. Spiritual healing and righteousness have become possible through his death and resurrection on our behalf. Ultimately, the health and healing of the Son of Righteousness finds complete fulfillment for Israel's remnant, the nations and individuals at the second advent of the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. This will be the portion in that coming day of those who fear the Lord. The prophet Malachi further describes the amazing reversal of circumstances in that coming day regarding the righteous who have suffered so long. He declares, "Then you will trample down the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I do these things, saith the Lord Almighty." As the prophet Malachi brings his prophecy to its conclusion, two men, Moses and Elijah, representing the law and the prophets, are presented. Four centuries later, these two men appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration with the Messiah Savior, Jesus Christ. Malachi now declares, "Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel." The law of God and his people are not to be separated. The law will either be fulfilled in them or executed upon them. If Malachi's contemporaries will not listen to his prophecy, let them remember that God's law is not optional. The commands of their covenant God are not neglected with impunity. The exhortation to remember occurs often in the Tanakh or Old Testament. To remember in the Hebrew Scriptures means much more than simply to recall or to think about a past event. It is always an exhortation to action. Memory is to link the commandments of Moses to present and future obedience. Israel is thus warned. The axe is already laid at the roots. Through his prophet Malachi, the awesome God was calling all Israel to serve him. Thus another opportunity is given to remember and to obey before it is too late. Most vital to the message of Malachi's prophecy is the sending of my messenger. The importance of that sending is now re-emphasized as the name of Elijah the prophet, who also met with God at Mount Horeb, is again introduced. This in turn is followed by reference to that awesome day of the Lord. "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. No prophet ever changed the attitude of his contemporaries, nor so influenced the destiny of the nation of Israel as Elijah. He appeared in Israel suddenly and unannounced as an adult. Instead of dying and being buried as others, he was taken into heaven alive. Elijah plays today a significant role in Jewish liturgy and ritual. He is mentioned in the strict circles when grace is said after meals. In the benedictions after the weekly Sabbath reading from the prophets, the prayer book says, "Let us rejoice, O Lord, through your servant, the prophet Elijah, and through the kingdom of David, your Messiah. May he come soon and rejoice our hearts." Well, God promises to send Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord to change again the hearts of his people, or else they will be destroyed. God's purpose, however, is repentance. The role of Elijah the prophet was partially fulfilled in the coming of John the Baptist in the spirit of Elijah as the forerunner of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, at his first advent. The complete fulfillment will occur only before his second advent. Between these two advents or comings, the day of grace has been extended. This has been extended to delay final judgment. Judgment, however, has not been averted. Today, will you accept his offer of forgiveness and become a part of that remnant according to God's grace? Now is the day of salvation. Will you trust him?
And now, may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.